As we all know, the Republican Party is going to get absolutely wiped in the midterms. There's no way. There's no way. Every day it gets worse. It gets really worse. They just lost another special election. Where was that? Like Mississippi or something? They lost another special election. I forget which state. The polling is looking worse and worse. It's going to be a slaughter, Georgia. There are people in the Republican Party. Oh, right. The Marjorie Taylor Greene seat. Yeah. They're going to a runoff for the special election to replace Marjorie Taylor Greene's House seat. It's going to end up being Republican as votes get consolidated behind the red candidate, but Democrat did well enough that they needed a second runoff. It's not flipping, but like that's how far along things are. There are some people in the Democratic Party, sorry, in the Republican Party who are aware of the fact that they're going to get crushed in the midterms. So they issued a funny bit of advice. Stop mentioning the stuff we said we'd do when the president ran the president campaign. When the president said the stuff that he do, you would don't talk about it, please. Please don't talk about the stuff we said we'd do. We're not doing that anymore. It's over. White House tells House Republicans to stop talking about mass deportations. White House Deputy Chief of Staff James Blair privately urged House Republicans on a Tuesday. This was during the Republican meeting that we saw Trump at, if you'll recall, to stop emphasizing mass deportations and instead focus their messaging on removing violent criminals, according to sources in the closed-door briefing. I can't believe it, but they are actually walking back the president's messaging. Remember? 20 million. 20 million. That was the number. We're deporting 20 million people. This has been the line between Democrats and Republicans on the deportation issue. And by the way, I'm not taking the Democrat side because I think they're also Hitlerite, just less so. The Republicans have said, remove all illegal immigrants. The Democrats have said, why not only the criminals? Why shouldn't we just use the police state to uproot and deport jaywalking illegal immigrants? You get me. That's been the line. And unbelievably, the Republicans are walking back their position. This is now electorally toxic. They're aware of the fact they can't touch it. Nearly half, 49% of Americans say Trump's mass deportation campaign is too aggressive, including one in five voters who backed the president in 2024. You do not want to lose these people. Blair delivered the message during a policy listening session with White House Republicans during their annual retreat in Doral, Florida. Doral? Doral. He encouraged members to focus on deporting violent offenders rather than defending the broader concept of mass removals. Keep in mind, this doesn't mean a broader change in policy. ICE is still gunning to deport anyone they can, but it now means that they can no longer unapologetically defend everything ICE does. And it's not a coincidence. When was the last time you heard a Republican go out on a limb to defend ICE? I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I think that they have really lessened the rhetoric over the past couple of weeks since their retreat and defeat at the hands of Commissar Stancil in Minneapolis. They have really, really, really dialed it down. Not because they don't want to. They're just aware of the fact this is not working out for them. The advice signals a recalibration by the White House, that's one way of putting it, and reflects growing concern among some Republicans that Democrats are successfully framing Trump's immigration policy as overly sweeping and indiscriminate. I was talking about this earlier today with a friend, and I think that the main problem that the Republican Party is going to be facing in the coming decades is that they have created a voter base too crazy for them. Like, it seems like there are three directions that voters are going to go on the right. One direction are these like hardline MAGA revanchists. Because Trump is going to die soon. He's very old. These are people who are going to carry Trump's will forward forever. Every single talking point that Trump ever issued, they're going to stick by it. It doesn't matter how electorally toxic it is. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It does not matter. They are just hardline cultists. They're carrying that will forward. They're carrying the flame. They're doing like they're doing what the Republicans did for Reagan to a large extent. Yeah, they're doing what Republicans did for Reagan, and they're doing this because they think that Trump is like the defining. He's the cult of personality. He's the point of future for Republicans. They have to follow what he does. And then you're going to have a whole bunch of Republican politicians who desperately want to walk the party back to a neoconservative position where they can govern without molesting the money. You know, like they are all of the spineless, like Republican GOP stooges who shifted over to Trump when he was the only way to win elections. And now that Trump is gone, they're going to shift away from him. And they're just going to try to like, they're going to try to bring it back to like, you know, Bush or Bush senior perspective. And then finally, you'll have neo-Nazis. I think that the Republicans are going to have a lot of trouble managing this in the future. Like, what are you going to do about the fact that mass deportation is no longer politically viable, but you have convinced like 70 million Americans that it's the only way for the country to survive? How do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with the fact that for a lot of people, they genuinely think the country cannot survive a lessening of the immigration policy that Trump laid out, but also you can't do it because it's A, not possible, and B, very unpopular with moderates? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm sure the Democrats will still find a way to lose to these people. The Republicans are going to have the same issue as the Conservative Party in Canada, where their base only accepts a platform too right-wing for winning general elections. Yeah. GOP will run a moderate woman that's just Newsom, but honest about every position. Will have the theory become true the first woman president will be a right-winger? Maybe. Though, at this point, I really don't know if Republicans would be willing to vote for a female president. Americans are very sexist. Americans are weirdly sexist. Like, we are less racist than many peer countries in Europe, but we are much more sexist. You know, I don't know. It's weird. We are a rapist nation, us in Israel, for sure. Spiritually rapist. It's not good. Not good. Rape is bad. This and more hot takes you can find here. Not, I assume, from Professor Jiang's channel. I wouldn't know. I haven't seen all his stuff. Let me cap this off. For something lighter and fashion-related, Trump is buying his whole cabinet the same shoes. I saw this, yeah. And all those photos of how ill-fitting they are. Incredibly funny. It's crazy. The company that he's recommending they all buy from is really old. And they used to be good, and now they're bad. Look at that. Look at how much the shoes are sitting off the heel there. It's crazy. So all of Trump's cabinet, they're running around in ill-fitting, oversized shoes because they're wearing the sizes the president guessed them to have. Maybe that's why they're so pissy. Look at this. It's like a humiliation ritual. Why don't they just go out and buy identical shoes but the right size? How would he know? Genuinely, I think they're just massive cowards. I think they're terrified that Trump might notice that they got a different shoe and then get mad at them and then they don't get to make $100 million off the next rug pull. I really think that. I think it's that petty and that stupid. Oh my God, look at that. Holy shit. This guy's going to have trench foot from the sweat. Is Trump invested in these shoes? No, but when Trump bought these shoes, they were made in America and high quality. Now they're not. Like, Trump is probably wearing the same shoes that he's been wearing for a long time. They're high quality leather shoes. They last forever if you get them resold. But now they're quite cheap. This one's the worst one. Look at that. Look at that. That's fucking crazy. Just wear thicker socks. Yeah, just wear two layers of boot socks.